Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way.
Hey, it's 33 after the hour. And this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 1 month into spring 2015. Can you believe it? A month ago, we were talking about how wonderful it would be if all the snow would go away, and it's gone. Grass is green, and things are looking up for all of us, including Molly Page, who's here with us. Nice to have Molly along on the ride on the Good Day program, along with Richie and Kenny and me. Jennifer back later on this week, it would appear, and who knows what other exciting people will blow in and out of our lives here on the Good Day program. You know, this is really troubling to me, and I need to get this off of my chest. Some group in Ferguson, Missouri, planted a memorial tree. You know the story of the Ferguson police shooting, this fellow Michael Brown. And I wish I could do something about shutting all of this crap off. This stuff. The point of technology. Yes. What is wrong? I guess maybe that's what I... what is wrong with people? I said something pretty vulgar.
Finish the story. You got to tell everybody.
Somebody
planted the tree.
The tree, and then they took the concrete and metal dedication plaque at the base of the tree to Michael Brown as well.
Right. So there's a tree dedicated. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, you're turning that off. Can we mention that Jennifer's on vacation, so people don't wonder where she is?
But this thing has put me off of my paces because it so annoys me. You heard me what I said during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Brown may have been a good guy, may have been a bad guy, but at some point, don't we have to kind of
let it go
over it and move on? There was a tree dedicated to this guy, and it was planted. And somebody cut it down. There's a park that was dedicated to, not just to him, but, you know, to the locals. Vandals messed up the memorial. They stole the plaque. Come on. Grow up. What kind of person is so wrapped up in hatred or himself or herself or whatever it is that these are the sorts of people that cause the problem to begin with? You're not going to bring Michael Brown back, and you're not going to fix whatever problems you think were either his or the police. It just isn't fixable. It's over.
Let me ask you, and I agree with everything you just said, but let me ask you something just to clarify. Where was this tree planted? In a public space?
There's a public little park in
Ferguson.
Okay. And this was approved by, like, the city council for them to put it
in? I don't know that, Rich. Okay. I don't know that. But because the city's media relations team was telling the story, my guess is that the city was involved.
Okay.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have.
That could create some tension.
A spokesperson for the city said that they would replace the tree, so I'm guessing that.
So somebody else.
It actually was replaced yesterday, and the plaque is going to be replaced, they say, later this week.
There's a second tree dedicated to a local resident in memory of a dead pet was also damaged after being planted on Saturday, too.
What did they have against the pet? What did it do?
That's what I'm telling you. People are crazy. Crazy. Well, at least they got two blacks into the city council there. I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't understand why they use city property, though. Why couldn't it be a nice private memorial owned by people who... Because when you put it on property where people who agree and disagree with the situation, you're going to have trouble. Why would they put it on city property?
But it's a tree to a kid who was killed.
But the tree stands for something, and people disagree for that something. And I don't think that anybody would chop down the tree was specifically chopping it down because Michael Brown, but...
Well, they just got an axe for Christmas and didn't know what to do with it?
No, they were...
I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think it was aimed at Michael Brown.
I don't know. It's the back and forth between the two different groups. I don't know.
All right. Now on to the next problem that requires serious attention. Those of you who are members of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, worried about fur, in the coats that you buy and or give. I thought this was pretty much done. I didn't think there was any way you could buy a coat that was made out of fur or had any fur elements to it. Apparently, Molly, that's not the case.
Oh, well, yeah. First of all, there's still furriers. There's still shops in the U.S. that sell, you know, long
furriers
fur
coats.
Furriers
are people that take care of horses.
No, that's a farrier.
Oh, let me see. Okay.
If you get in your boat and you ride down the Mississippi, you see all the furriers right on the side. You can trade for it. And
Anyway.
Getting worse, a little heavy.
So, Neiman Marcus.
Needless markup.
Yes. Got busted in 2012, 2013 for selling faux fur that was actually real fur.
Really?
Yeah. The Humane Society has done investigations on this. Other reporters have done investigations. And they were, you know, subject to serious civil penalties, one for false advertising. They're telling you that this is faux fur. Maybe somebody who doesn't want to buy real fur, they want something cheap. They go in and usually it's on women's clothing, you know, that small little lining around the collar that looks like fur or around the cuffs. It's actually cheaper for them to kill animals and sell it as faux fur.
Really?
Than to make faux fur, which is why.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Neiman Marcus said they didn't know. That this was coming from, you know, from other places and they didn't check. But now they've been busted again by the Humane Society. And they found in 2015, so far this year, that they found real fur being sold as faux fur again.
So just to kind of review here, What do they make the faux fur out of? What kind of material is that usually?
It can be made out of nylon. Just synthetic materials.
Okay. And, so it is cheaper for them to actually hunt or grow, kill an animal, skin it, and take the fur off of it than it is for them to make the synthetic material.
Well, especially when you get it from China, because they will kill dogs.
Yeah.
And they raise dogs for the fur. And cats, coyotes, bobcats.
I kill dozens of coyotes on the farm every year. They can have all of that stuff they want.
Well, there is stuff made out of coyote. Yeah. But especially in China, they get it from China, and then it's shipped over. And it's cheaper to do that than to actually make the faux fur.
How many chihuahuas does it take to make a fur coat?
Oh, bad Rich. They're too cute. But there are ways to tell.
But they are not cute. That's a disgusting thing that Rich said. There's nothing about chihuahuas that's cute.
They are cute.
Chihuahuas are funny.
They look like adorable little rats.
In the movies with chihuahuas.
All right. We've taken care of the fake fur.
Do you want to know how you can tell, though, if it's real?
How you can tell if it's fake or real?
Yeah.
If it pees in the corner of your house.
No. No. Coats are house trained. No, if you peel it apart and look down, and if you see material where it's sewn in, then it's faux fur. But if you see like leather, which would be the animal skin, then you can tell that it's real.
P5 faux fum.
But it's a matter of being honest with the consumers.
Really?
Isn't it?
You know, I find it. It's a little bit unbelievable that that faux fur is still popular because there's such an anti-fur sentiment that people might mistake your faux fur for real fur.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to say. And get uppity with you. So I find it unbelievable that faux fur is still popular.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. It's kind of all over the place. And it's just the lining. It's just a tiny bit of fur, a little bit of thing. It's fashionable. And whether you believe in wearing fur or not wearing fur, I think more to the point is that Neiman Marcus has been lying to its customers about what they're buying. And, you know, you deserve to know where your money's going.
I bet your chow chows are worth a lot of money in China.
Chow chows.
Yeah.
Rich fur.
All right. Enough of this. There's some good news from Maine. Maine law. We don't talk about much going on in Maine. There's not usually much going on in Maine. But lawmakers there have initiated a health insurance plan which would start paying for fertility treatments so that many hopeful down Mainers could be able to have children. Here's the story. Only married people will qualify, and this thus the controversy, only if they hadn't become infertile because of a sexually transmitted disease. I'm going to go over this again.
Yes, please.
Only married people will qualify for paid fertility treatments, and only if they hadn't become infertile because of a sexually transmitted disease. In other words, if you had a sexually transmitted disease, you don't get the treatment. And if you're not married, you don't get the treatment paid for. You can get it, but you got to pay for it yourself. And I can speak from experience, my daughter's experience, about $14,000 a shot. So it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
And so does that seem... This is the thing that bothers people. What's the story here? Is it that health insurers are going to pay for fertility treatments, or that the people who are married or don't have a sexually transmitted disease won't be able to get it? Why do you think this story is getting attention? Because 13 other states have laws that require insurers to cover reproductive therapies. So the story isn't that they're paying for fertility
judgmental.
Treatments. There you go. Is it?
I mean, it's judgmental in that you can only get this if, I mean, maybe it's not your fault that you got the sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't want to get married.
How do you get a sexually transmitted disease and not be something that you were involved in? Not that I'm...
the person wasn't honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Maybe you're in a long-term relationship with somebody. Maybe you're married to somebody and they go out and fool around on you.
Yep. Okay.
And bring it home.
Yep.
Maybe you don't know.
Okay. I'm naive when it comes to that sort of thing, but yes, you're right.
Yep. I'll help you. It'll be okay.
Thank you.
I'm out.
All right. 60. Yeah, me too. 16 before the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check. Backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a kid, he was labeled slow. His parents took him to a doctor because he was so old before he started talking.
When he finally did start, he had a strange quirk of saying what he was going to say under his breath before saying it in a normal tone.
He didn't do well in school. One teacher told him he'd never amount to anything and suggested he drop out.
He did get a college degree, but it took him 9 years to get a job in his chosen profession, teaching.
In spite of his deficiencies, Albert Einstein is considered a creative genius.
Time magazine named him the scientist of the century, in a century dominated by science.
Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. Develop your strengths for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better?
Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3. Global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005, on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with, for some reason or other, I want to call you Maureen, and I don't know why.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, Molly's sure, such an awesome name.
No, Richie.
Name.
Answered anything.
Yeah, Molly is a great name, yeah. Richie and Maureen, that's what I really had in mind. Ken Kessler, Richie and Molly, Chuck alum and Future Heroes Reborn star Zachary Levi.
Yes.
Is producing Geeks Who Drink, a weekly game show on Sci-Fi. They approved it last week.
Really?
Geeks Who Drink. This is, I watched something last night, or was it the night before? I think it was the night before. I had never seen before. And the star power on the show astounded me. It's a show called Lip Sync Battle or Lip Sync Contest.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
I never saw it. It's on,
It just started.
It's on the men's thing. What is the score? What's
Spike.
That? Spike. Yeah. It just started.
LL Cool J was actually on Cool J last night talking about it.
He had Jimmy Fallon and The Rock on doing, and they were hysterical, especially The Rock doing an imitation of John Travolta in Saturday Night Live. They lip synced to the song.
Saturday Night Fever.
Thank you. That too. Uh-huh. And it was really, it was very entertaining.
How in the world did you end up on Spike?
I have the slightest idea. It must have been I came in and I turned it on and it was kind of there. And then there was Anne Hathaway versus Emily Blunt in another couple. I mean, this is a star-studded thing here.
By the way, Zach Levi is going to be in the new Heroes Reborn series. Which we can't wait for. That's
his company is called The Nerd Machine. His production company called The Nerd Machine. CBS News is defending its decision to air a video showing a sarin gas attack in Syria, for which no one has yet been held accountable on the 60 Minutes program this coming Sunday. Or was it last Sunday?
I saw it, so it must have been
last
Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Was it
Unless
disturbing for you?
The future.
No, because I like seeing the truth. I like the truth. I think war should be shown as it is.
We get very sterilized news here. I'll
we
never
sure
forget
do.
Seeing my brother-in-law's dead body on the front of the newspaper in Colombia.
No, this
don't
is
show that here.
And they don't do any of that sort of thing here. You're much better. Netflix has extended Full House, new series premiering in 2016. Candace Cameron Bure, Jodie Sweetin, and Andrea Barber. I don't know those people, but Full House is very popular, wasn't it?
Oh, my daughter can't wait. Oh.
51 After on Good Day.